way beyond religious commitment to make that choice on a daily basis to follow Christ is a love for Him. And the love for Him is really stimulated by His love for us. There's a commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, mind, spirit, body, strength, everything you are, everything you have. It's a commandment, thou shalt love. But no one keeps the commandment to love just because it's a commandment to love. In fact, though he deserves that love and he commands that love, he knows we're not going to love him like that unless he stimulates that love. So he doesn't leave it as a commandment to be kept just religiously out of some kind of commitment. Just try that sometime. Loving God with everything you are and everything you have just because he said, love me like that. You won't keep loving him like that. I could command my wife to love me. Woman! Right there, I have killed it. Can you say amen? Yes. I just killed it. No matter what else I say. I can't demand that she love me. You know, I could demand that you love me. That's not going to make you love me. We're actually told to just what God does, provoke one another to love and to good works. We love him because he provokes us to love him back. In order to keep that first and great commandment to love God with everything, he gives us everything in Christ. And Jesus gives his everything on the cross. And he says, all things the Father has are mine. And when the Holy Ghost comes, he's going to take of mine, which is all that the Father has. And he's going to show it unto you, communicate it unto you. We love him. Why do we love him? Because he commands it? Because he deserves it. And because he first loved us. That's what the scripture said. So he gives us a command, and then he stimulates us to keep the commandment, not out of religious responsibility or duty, but because we love him back for loving us. And if you don't love him that way, and here's another deal, his commandments, if a man love me, if a man love me, not just fear me, dread me, respect me, revere me, but if a man love me, he will keep my commandments, and they will not be grievous unto him. We won't feel like we're in some kind of heavy religious cage or box. We will be free to serve the living God. Everything he solicits from us, he provokes it by loving us so that we will love him back. And she wishes, and I wish too, nobody taught me like that when I first got saved. I would have been, oh my goodness, I was threatened. Come on. Amen. I didn't give willfully or cheerfully. I give because if I don't, he's going to get it out of my hide. Amen. And God didn't, he provokes that. Amen. Freely you've received, freely give. And when you give, and this is, we are going to receive an offering now. Well, this is not that phase of the service, but this is the phase of the service when God wants us to love him back for loving us. Can you say amen? And let it become, as we said last week, a joy and not a job to serve the living and true God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's so wonderful when somebody serves out of a love commitment, because it's different. It's so different from just living under the heavy yoke and the heavy weight of religious responsibility. And if that's the way you are today, then I can tell you that you are an unhappy Christian. Amen. And an unhappy Christian in an unhappy world can't have a witness for Christ. But a happy Christian in an unhappy world, now that's another story. You better get ready to testify. Hallelujah. To give a reason for your hope that is giving you happiness in this kind of world that we're living in today. Praise God. Because somebody is going to ask you. And somebody, if they don't ask you verbally, they're going to have an attitude in their heart that says, I don't know what they got, but I sure would love to have their joy and their peace and their fulfillment. Can you say amen? Hallelujah.